Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
F the police, F the FBI, and F the government in general.
Absolutely.
It's Free Talk Live. F as in Free Talk Live, obviously. Let's Free Talk Live these people into obsolescence. Just now, evidently, the federal government, the prosecutors, have filed an objection to Rich Paul, also known as Nobody's, motion for the revocation of his detention order. Now, for those who aren't following any of this, and you've been living under a rock and you have no idea that there are six libertarians in New Hampshire who have been charged by the federal government with various white-collar crimes regarding cryptocurrency and alleged nonsense that I don't really want to get into. Rich Paul has been detained since March the 16th. That's 3 months and 8 days in jail for a nonviolent crime, for a white-collar nonviolent crime. Now, his initial attorney, as I understand it, suggested that he waive his right to a detention hearing. I'm not sure why Rich followed that advice, except it's my attorney's advice. It seems like a good thing to do, you know. Do this now, and we can fight it out later. I don't know. I wasn't there, and I obviously have not talked to Rich Paul. And I'm going to refer to him as Rich Paul. No offense intended. I know he doesn't mind that. But it's less confusing if we don't call him Nobody.
Nobody was one of the greatest moves. Like, changing your name legally to Nobody was one of the best moves ever and one of the worst moves ever.
It did not have the impact that he expected it to have politically, but now we do have United States versus Nobody, and the mind screw of that is worth every
absolutely
aspect.
Absolutely awesome.
So much better than when he was just running for governor.
Yes. So he was denied. He eventually did file for a hearing to undo the statement that he didn't want to have a detention hearing. I don't know exactly how all of that worked, not having followed it very closely. And the magistrate denied his release.
And this is that same lady as everybody else got with the brown hair, and she's...
Yes, no, this Magistrate Johnstone.
This was a male magistrate.
He
got a different magistrate who was just as dismissive of anything and basically siding with the... state on every issue.
I wasn't able to attend this particular hearing because of a scheduling conflict, but is it not true that the magistrate essentially had a pre-written statement that they read?
So I watched it, and this guy sits there, Rich testifies on his behalf, he's sitting there, he's nodding, acting like he's making notes and everything, and then when he finally gets to it, and says, Judge, he looks down at his computer, you can tell obviously because he's staring into a webcam, and he basically reads this statement that was obviously pre-written.
Prefab.
So he had clearly reviewed what he saw and made his determination the day before and wrote it up.
Or somebody gave him a script. Here's what to say, Judge.
And the thing is he couldn't have possibly weighed the evidence because right beforehand, Rich's lawyers, they were collecting character references from the community, and those were accidentally not filed. So immediately before they got that fixed, they filed them right there.
Well, that happens when you have three freaking attorneys. There are too many attorneys on his particular case.
Oh, yeah. So you can't even make the argument that the magistrate looked at the evidence and had a good idea of what they wanted, because the evidence wasn't even there until this hearing. So they had just completely dismissed the argument, made up their minds. It was a foregone conclusion that he was getting denied when it happened.
And that's frustrating. I mean, from what I've seen, the magistrates in this case, and for those who don't know how this federal court system worked, because I sure the hell didn't until, you know, several months ago, and I still don't know. I'm still constantly emailing my attorney, who, by the way, is a public defender. That's by design. One of Rich's current attorneys, Anessa Santos, was slated to be my attorney. I fired her so that I could keep my public defender because he's that freaking good.
Really?
He is on the ball. He responds to me within minutes of my emails, and he look, when I filed for Ian for contact with Ian on June the 4th, and it took a while for the judge to actually look into it, and he ended up kicking it down to the magistrate. The magistrate, John Stone, didn't really look into what was happening before she requested a hearing. Within 30 minutes, my attorney had filed something else stating that, look, everyone assents, which is legal jargon for everyone agrees. Everyone agrees to these terms already. There's no point in having a hearing. Within half an hour of the magistrate filing her request for a hearing, he was online filing something on my behalf. I don't get that from the attorney that I hired city of Keene.
That's and impressive.
He's a private attorney, this one I hired to sue Keene and Sununu. Mm-hmm. A full month went by before I heard anything back from this guy. But the public defender I have, he is on the ball.
Nice. You don't hear that very often.
No. And you know,
they don't call him public pretenders for nothing.
No, and he... 100% confident in his ability to represent me. He's 100% batting in my corner. And that was a deliberate decision to keep him as a public defender.
Good on you. Good on him.
But Rich Paul was denied bail by the magistrate based on 6 pre-recorded statements. And I got to say, Rich, he's generally smarter than this, but he's also exactly the type of person who would do this. I mean, this is the guy who, while going into the courthouse for a pot charge, confessed to the crime to the media on the court steps of the courthouse. So he is a very, very intelligent individual who makes some supremely bad decisions.
Nobody in his right mind would do that.
Well, and they do.
And nobody is never in their right mind.
That's correct.
And he might not have been completely. And he's 100% in control of what he does and highly intelligent. But they did lock the man up for 2 weeks without being able to talk to his attorney. He wasn't answering phone calls. They had him on solitary because he was on COVID quarantine while he was there. So you bring someone in, you lock them up for 2 weeks. You basically make them think that they're being there without any type of representation. Then you give them a phone call to one of their confidants. And it's not surprising when someone just vents. And I think that's what happened here.
That makes a lot of sense.
So he appealed. His attorneys have appealed the detention order. And that's going to go before Judge LaPlante. And the prosecutors have just filed their objection, their list of reasons why they don't think Rich Paul should be released. And a lot of it's just, you know, quoting legal precedents and nonsense that's unimportant. But some of it is interesting, like where the government moves for detention pursuant to 18 U.S. blah, 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 the court must find that there is a serious risk defendant will engage or attempt to engage in the conduct set forth in blah, 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 that no condition or combination of conditions can reasonably assure the safety of any person and the community. This is Rich Paul we're talking about. I have never known him to harm even a fly.
He's basically a clown.
He is a jester.
He's literally a court jester.
He will tell you that he's a jester. Now, he's a caged animal who is frustrated and who is venting his frustrations. I'm not at all surprised that someone who has been held unjustly for 2.5 months at the time would talk about threatening to kill himself because of the power that is arrayed against him, keeping him against his will, whether he likes it or not, and not giving a damn about what his life actually entails. And even at best, even if he gets released, they've destroyed this dude's life there in Keene. He can't return to Leverett Street, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got places he can go, and he's got friends and all of that, but he had a life, right? And the government doesn't care about that. They don't care about any of this. It's not this motion that I have to be able to allow contact with Ian. All the magistrate has to do is sign and date it, right? That's it. My attorney wrote out exactly what she has to sign and date to make her life easier. And it's been almost a week, and there's been no development because it's not her friendships hanging in the balance, right?
Correct. They have nothing to lose. They are priests in a weird religion. It's a closed society. They only hang out with people who are like them, and they don't get it, and they don't care.
They point to the defendant's jail call. We're going to actually get into this in just a moment, so stay tuned. The defendant's jail call, because they're very keen on using that against him. is all absolutely. He does say some horrific things, but it is, again, freedom of speech, and everyone has the First Amendment right to say whatever they want, no matter how controversial it is. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio where you can say whatever you want. What in the hell does Cantwell have to do with Rich Paul? Evidently, they're just citing... I don't know what's going on here. It's all very confusing. De novo review, however, which is essentially... I don't know. It's basically requesting a new hearing. Mark tried to explain it to me at one point, and it's all very confusing. It does not require a district judge to reinvent the wheel if the magistrate judge has carefully and correctly analyzed the detention question in a written decision. No purpose is served by attempting to creatively rephrase the magistrate judge's analysis. And that comes from, strangely enough, United States versus Cantwell. And this is what the federal government does. They take an unsympathetic figure like a Nazi and they just railroad them. And it allows them to set all sorts of precedent that they can then use against peaceful activists such as Rich Paul. We were talking about this with someone on yesterday's show about how, you know, they go after companies that are unsympathetic like Monsanto. And they hit them with all of these fines, but all of these precedents get set, and then they get turned around and used against little people. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Oh,
we don't stand up for the rights of people we disagree with. We don't stand up for the rights of ourselves.
I can't see anything more clearly than that, exactly that, right here.
The Apple decryption case was a prime example of this. So there is this case where we had these two terrorists shoot up a church, one of those mass shooting deals. I don't remember the exact bit. And they were trying to force Apple to decrypt their iPhones. And they had obviously waited until you had a case where these terrorists had clearly murdered a bunch of people to go after it, to go after this case to get precedent, because if they didn't get precedent by getting extremely unsympathetic figures to decrypt their iPhone, then they would not have got it, because it's such a blatant violation. As soon as that was granted, hundreds and hundreds of these decryption orders were filed all across the country trying to cite that as precedent, and it's just a classic move in the government.
You give them an inch, they take 10 miles.
That's exactly it.
Give them nothing.
And they'll not only wait till they get an unsympathetic defendant, they'll wait till they get an unsympathetic defendant who has a public defender who can't afford to win that outstanding precedent. So they'll find someone who everyone hates and they can't afford a good lawyer. They'll beat them, and then for everyone else, they'll come back and they'll cite that case as precedent and get their way.
It's definitely a dirty tactic. You know, the fact that they're using something that they, a precedent that they set against Christopher Cantwell, to target someone who literally opposed Christopher Cantwell and everything that he stood for, is absolutely horrific. This is why I fought for the right of Christopher Cantwell to be able to speak his mind freely. Even though it made me supremely unpopular because I was running for sheriff at the time. You know, international attention, I'm over here, hashtag free Cantwell. Because these precedents that get set ultimately get used against people like Rich Paul. So they point to his phone calls, during one of which the defendant, Rich Paul, complained about, quote, his corrupt attorney, let's put it that way, and stated that he needs to die. Well, that's not a threat. Saying that someone needs to die is not a threat. I mean, it's just saying that the world would be a better place if that person was no longer alive. It's not a call to action, which would make it a threat. It's just a statement of opinion. And opinions, no matter how controversial, are protected by one's First Amendment right to free speech. He went on to complain about the evil, let's go with people, who run the system. Well, he's right. The system is evil, and the people who run it are evil. They don't mean to be evil, and that's what makes them so much more evil, right?
It makes them dangerous. They think they're the good guys.
They do think that they're good guys. My supervisor officer, as polite as she is, as kind as she is, as willing to work with me as she is, she's still upholding an immoral system that is trying to put me in prison for at minimum 10 years, and it's trying to put my friends in prison for potential life sentences when there are no victims as a result of their actions. I don't know about you, but I don't know how to characterize an institution that does that sort of thing in any other way except evil. Anyone working for this system is evil. I couldn't unload a 50 caliber into all of their heads or anything. There was nothing I could have done to stop it, he says.
Now, for context, that was the person he was on the phone talking about what they were saying to the cops who were raiding everything. So that wasn't Rich that said that. That was this person outside of the raid telling Rich about it.
Okay, I understand.
That he was verbally attacking them, but
well,
he was verbally attacking them instead of actual violence.
Well, whether you could or wouldn't unload a .50 caliber into their heads, that's a horrific idea. That makes you as bad as them, realistically. The defendant's demeanor varies throughout the conversation, becoming increasingly angry at several points. Well, yes, you put him in a cage against his will, he might respond with a bit of anger and mental instability as a result of that, and then held him in solitary confinement for 2 weeks, which, according to the Geneva Convention, is literal torture. The defendant complains to his friend that he's extremely upset that these people have done this. Well, You think he's upset that these people have raided his house, stolen his stuff, and thrown him in a cage? I feel like being upset is an understandable reaction.
I would say so. Yeah, I would be. I was pretty upset, and I didn't even receive an arrest. I was just there. I was furious.
I was pretty upset as well. No more upset than when I got to the jail for processing. And I was one of the earliest to be brought to the cell because evidently I was one of the first to say, yeah, I'm not answering any more questions, which caused them to say, okay, well, we're done here. You're going to jail, and that's the end of it. I was upset when I saw Colleen brought in, when I saw Renee. I didn't even recognize Renee at first. I was like, who's that hot chick? And it turned out to be Renee, and I was like, oh, man. I never saw Andy, but I did see Ian, and I did see Nobody. And, of course, Nobody was doing his Nobody thing. I've already slipped back into calling him Nobody, but, I mean, Rich Paul, he was there talking about how, you know, trying to berate the officers who were doing all of this.
Rightly so.
He goes on to say, someone needs to start shooting pigs. That's the only way. Someone needs to start shooting pigs. Now, I will say, a few nights ago, I heard on the radio someone say, on the two-way radios here that we're using at ForkFest, someone has reported a pig at Rogers Campground. Well, this is New Hampshire, and there are actual farmers here. It took me several minutes to realize that they meant a cop. I thought they were talking about one of these idiots brought a pig and it got loose, right? He says, I'm not scared of going to prison. I'll just get some heroin and kill myself. If I die, I die. It's time for the boogaloo. That's how this thing ends when we end this government. Rich has been an advocate of this sort of thing for several months at least. I mean, he's steadily been escalating his animosity toward the government. I won't deny that. But words aren't threats. Words aren't weapons. Words are not a call to arms. I mean, he can have his opinions all he wants. If he thinks a violent revolution is necessary, then that's just what he thinks. That's his opinion, and that's protected by the First Amendment. As long as he doesn't go out and do anything, so there's no reason whatsoever to think that he will, it's no reason whatsoever to hold him. So looking further into this, it's mostly just the government repeating exactly what they said at the last hearing and in the last appeal, saying, oh, he's an evil person, he wants to boogaloo, he wants to shoot cops, none of which is actually true if you've ever met Rich Paul. More coming up here from ForkFest. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least four people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. Rachel Spiegel has been waiting for word on her mother, who is one of the 159 people unaccounted for.
We're just praying and hoping for a miracle. I mean, my mom means everything to me, and I need her in my life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in prison for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin will have to serve at least two-thirds of that sentence before he will be eligible for parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware. U.S. intelligence officials have examined more than a dozen sightings of unexplained aerial objects that displayed no visible propulsion or that used technology beyond the known capabilities of the United States or its adversaries. That's according to a senior U.S. official describing a new report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, broadcast from Rogers Campground. Well, not broadcast from, but recorded at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are here until July the 4th. You're still invited to join us. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is sold out, but Pork Fest will continue on until July the 4th of this year. We're going to be here the entire time. It's a great time. It's a beautiful day. As always, you got to get down here and check it out. I'm sitting here now with John Redman, and you are suing the state of New Hampshire. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What is the reason for which you're suing them?
I'm suing them because in 1905, the legislative session number 86 decided that driving your car on your roads was a privilege instead of a right. Now, at the same time, they said that driving your horse and buggy was still a right. Not only that, but they had greater rights even to licensed drivers because licensed drivers had to stop and yield to them because you might frighten the horses.
So in the state of New Hampshire, it's considered a right to travel by horse and buggy, but not a right to travel in a vehicle, in an automobile?
What they call a vehicle, what we call an automobile, but yes, an automobile or a motorcycle.
Seems rather arbitrary on their part, but I mean, that's the government for you, isn't it?
Do you think it's arbitrary and capricious?
Well, a bit.
That's a special category of due process violation, isn't it?
I would certainly agree that it is, and I've always been curious about how the whole driver's licensing thing came about in the first place, because it seems like the state wouldn't have any authority whatsoever to demand people to have, you know, registered vehicles or driver's license or any of this other nonsense in order to travel.
Are you asking quo warranto?
What's the expression?
Quo warranto. That's a legal expression for a demand from the state to show their authority.
Well, they're never going to do that, are they? I mean, they're the ones with the guns, and they're going to do what they want. And it doesn't matter to us, really, whether they justify it or not, because they're the ones with the guns.
Well, that's why I'm in federal court instead of state court. State court, I got steamrolled. And we'll see if I get steamrolled in with a jury in federal court when this comes up.
So what is going on that you have in federal court?
I filed a Rule 57 and Rule 38 lawsuit.
Against the state of New Hampshire?
And its governor.
Okay.
Yes.
And have you taken any of this to trial anywhere yet? Or have any suits that you've had against New Hampshire gone to trial anywhere?
I've never taken a suit against New Hampshire. I've just fought against... citations for driving after revocation.
Okay, so they revoked your driver's license. You said, screw it, I'm going to continue to drive because you're a human being who lives in the year 2000, who lives in the 21st century where automobiles are required for one to get around.
They are necessary. But they've always been necessary because it's our opinion whether it's necessary, not the state's.
I would agree entirely. It's fascinating to me that they use their roads as justification for this sort of nonsense. That, oh, no, you can drive if you want, but you can't drive on public roads without a properly registered vehicle and a proper driver's license. It's like, but these aren't your roads.
But they are our... The state owns nothing except its name.
Well, the state tries to own everything.
Well, they say they do. I agree. But, in fact, all public property is owned by the public.
It would be nice if the government actually treated it that way. But, I mean, they don't. And it's appalling when I have these discussions with people about this, quote, public property, how the government can just say, oh, no, you can't join. You can't go on this public property. But then whose is it?
Well, when they really do that, they're saying this is state property.
Yes.
This isn't the same as public property because, yeah, public parks are public property. But we're still going to tell you that you have to leave by 9.
Yeah. I mean, in the real world, the way it works is there's private property owned by the people or individuals, and then there's state property owned by the government. And they call it public property as a way of pulling the wool over our eyes so that we don't notice that, you know, they've claimed almost every acre of land in the continent.
Well, yes. In 1932, some U.S. senator passed a sense of the Senate that said every bit of land is owned by the government. Every bit.
Really?
Every bit.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's less dramatic here in the East, but once you get past the Mississippi River, just about everything you see is owned by the government.
Right.
By the federal government at that.
And that's in violation of the U.S. Constitution, where they're only allowed to own ports, docks, and needful buildings, period. That's what's in the Constitution, right? Isn't it? Yes, it is.
Yeah, but they don't care about the Constitution.
No.
And they haven't.
Except when they can slam you with it. But what did Lysander Spooner write about?
That if the... I don't recall exactly how he phrased it.
A Constitution of no authority.
Yeah, because no one consented to it.
Right. Nobody consented. The people who are alive aren't there. Who were alive when it was passed, and it was only passed by a very limited people.
Yeah.
The public wasn't even allowed access to their final deliberations. They were kept out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, the state has always done that sort of thing. It prefers to operate in secrecy. Obviously, it couldn't have presented this information to everyone who lived in the colonies at the time. But like, hey, are you on board with this? Because, you know, they were the authority figures. They were there representing all of these people, right?
Well,
everyone just had to trust them.
Yeah, but the fact is that they would have been shot down. They never would have got it past the general public. They could not have gotten a majority or a plurality to agree to the U.S. Constitution, certainly, because they were steaming along pretty well on the Articles of Confederation.
Yeah, they did seem to be doing okay.
Yes.
You know?
But that didn't suit the wealthy, landed people who really wanted to control. Like Daniel Webster says, we mean to govern well, but we mean to govern.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, that hurts.
Well, I mean, there is no such thing as a good government.
No, well, yes, there is, but it's not earthly.
Okay, well...
I'm a Quaker. You got to mind that I'm a Quaker minister.
Okay. Mark, who normally is on the show, is also a Quaker. I would definitely agree that there is no good earthly government, at the very least.
No, and Samuel was told by God, you want kings, you're going to get these kind of problems. Yeah. What the Jewish people want, the Hebrew people wanted to be like their neighbors and have kings with finery and crowns and
in my experience, it doesn't really matter whether you're dealing with a monarch or a constitutional republic or a democracy or any of these other things. It's all ultimately the same. The people at the top, the people with the power, they're the ones who's they're the kings, whether they have that title or not.
Absolutely. That's
and,
correct.
And they wrapped their entire system in this religious trapping that calls it, it's just a mirroring of the divine right to rule. People look up to the state with its flags and its symbols and its idolatry, and they worship the government. I'm currently tied up in a case with the federal government, and I submitted a thing through my attorney, and the government characterized it as a, quote, prayer for relief.
Well, yes, it is.
But it isn't. I didn't pray to them.
No.
I realize that that's the jargon that they use.
Jargon, yes.
But the jargon they use is religious in nature, and it just goes to show how religious their organization really is, that a motion against them would be characterized as a prayer for relief.
Or you can put it the other way. Prayer is stolen by religion when it really is a secular term. Possible?
I don't know the etymology of the word prayer, but I know that in common vernacular, it's religious in nature.
Oh, I know that. I mean, but
it's meant
people
for a,
feel back and forth.
Yeah, but it's meant for a being of worship or something along those lines, or an entity of worship.
Right.
And I don't worship the state. But most Americans do. Most people on the planet do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the...
But I don't.
I don't.
And there's nothing they can do to make me because I'm not part of their religious system. You know, they want to force me to be part of their religious system, but I don't.
They do it by assumption. They didn't do it by consultation. If you take a look at the very curious instrument called the Constitution of the State of New Hampshire, there are two articles in there which say, by consent, unless it's by a majority of the legislature. So what Lucy holds the football out to be kicked,
yeah,
she jerks back by saying, the consent of the legislature is good enough. We don't need your consent.
Well, John Redman, thank you so much for joining us today. People can read more about him at John. I'm not going to be able to. I'll put it on the website. Check it out. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Stay tuned. We are here at Fork Fest until July the 4th.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here at ForkFest 2021. I gotta say, I've been saying we're gonna be here through July the 4th, but things change, and the magistrate has finally signed the order allowing me to have contact with Ian.
At long last, you're allowed to do what you are required by law to do.
3 weeks ago, as of today, my attorney filed the motion to allow contact, and it's finally done. I'm just waiting, always freaking waiting. Now, my attorney suggested, you know, I run it by my supervisory officer, how she wants me to communicate with her about my contact with Ian. So I'm waiting on her phone call back or email back or whatever. I expect to be back in Keene tomorrow. I mean, it's kind of difficult doing a show here anyway without Ian or Mark or someone with me to, you know, just sit and talk with for 3 hours.
Mm.
But if I can, going back to Keene allows me to accomplish so many things at the same time. Like, number one, seeing my best friend for the last 2 years.
Right.
Doing the show from his studio. Working out all of these staffing issues that we have with Free Talk Live. There's just many, many good things.
The staffing, the technical aspects, because you, the two of you, are two of our top tech people, which is why it was rather inconvenient when our top tech people get abducted.
Yeah, and then you have a situation where your two top tech people can't communicate with each other, and it's just, it's remarkable that Ian and I are able to do the show in these circumstances without actually communicating with one another. Like, the other day we did a sound test. It was just, I think, me and Mark at the studio. And the only way I knew that someone was listening for this sound test was that LRN.FM stopped.
I'm thoroughly impressed at your work and not be able to communicate with Ian and setting up a second studio. You did an impressive job.
It hasn't been easy. It would have been a lot easier if I could just have contact with Ian.
Right. Of course, yeah.
Right? And I'm not even allowed to say, okay, so here's what Arya thinks is going on with this thing. No, that would be a violation of court orders. I'm not allowed to say, hey, so here's what Arya said about the technical specifications of our radio network. Nope. That's not allowed.
Well, it is allowed now. But right. Now that I can communicate directly with him, I've already sent him a text message. I did that right off the bat. What's up, dude?
That's awesome. Yeah.
But I will be calling him. I'm waiting on my supervisory officer to get back to me, but I've looked at the order, and it doesn't require me to actually get a response or an acknowledgement from her. So it's mostly just as a courtesy that, hey, I'm waiting until the end of the day to actually call him, but this call is urgent. The magistrate has authorized it. I'm going to make this call.
Right. Is there an intermediary listening? I mean
what?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is like, are they requiring that someone else be there to hear what you say to each other?
No.
Nice.
It's just required to notify them that I'm going to be in contact with him.
Because it's all been kind of just freakishly arbitrary about this whole thing. Like, okay, you aren't allowed to do all of these things. He's allowed to do as long as he uses the computer that has the spying software on it.
It really looks like they're backpedaling at this point, and that you guys are gaining all your freedoms back.
Well, not all of our freedoms, right? So we certainly don't have all of our freedoms back. I'm still being treated sort of like a six-year-old, where I have to notify my parents before I go next door to see my friend or whatever. But there's a really simple solution for that, which is just, using a Raspberry Pi and a little button to hit on my way out the door that automatically sends an email to my supervisory officer letting her know, hey, I'm going to Leverett Street.
That is a pretty cool setup.
It is. And, I mean, I don't have it yet, but it's something I can do. It's something I can put together relatively quickly and easily, and it solves a lot of, like my attorney says, it really only takes 10 seconds to send such an email, but I don't even want to take those 10 seconds because that's how much disdain I have for this. It's ridiculous. Every single time that I'm going to Leverett Street, I do a show there. Seven nights a week, probably, going forward.
Almost like this is predictable that you're going to go see your best friend and coworker.
Well, there was an option of trying to create some sort of schedule of when I was going to Leverett Street and when I wasn't. But if we did the scheduling route, then I wouldn't be able to just go there to outside of that schedule.
Well, that makes sense. And with tech issues, you never know when that's going to be a problem.
Right. But it's not all good news. Rich Paul's motion to appeal his detention hearing, I don't know exactly how to phrase it. We discussed it a little bit earlier. The prosecutors don't want to release him, saying at the detention hearing the parties disputed what the defendant meant. With his Boogaloo reference, the defendant testified that this was just a reference to an internet meme and was just an inside online joke. They go on to say that the term Boogaloo can refer to the purveyors of an absurdist internet culture or to an event, a violent revolution some hope to hasten, dubbed Civil War II Electric Boogaloo.
Which, as far as I know, the whole point of it being called Electric Boogaloo is this is a worse sequel.
I don't know. I know Electric Boogaloo is generally used on the internet to refer to things that are just absurdly unrelated to the first one. So maybe it's that, but I don't know. I've never actually asked any of the Boogaloo people why they call themselves that.
Mm-hmm. And to me, a really big part of this is just, okay, does he believe that that is the way forward? Yes. I disagree with him. I think that meeting them violence for violence is completely insane and will never work. But now,
I agree
does
entirely,
he
and
does,
it's dumb as hell to say this on a line that you know is recorded by the people that you say it's time to shoot.
The man has no filters. I don't know how he manages to suppress his curse bladder when he gets in front of FCC regulated radio equipment. But
it is amazing. I mean, we got to keep in mind this is the same guy who stood on the steps of the courthouse while facing some sort of drug charge and basically confessed to the crime. As he went in to the media,
yep.
He confessed to the crime. So he does have a mouth on him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They go on to say, outside of this call, when the defendant's violent rhetoric about killing police officers, calling for the death of his attorney, which he didn't call for the death of his attorney. He says he needs to die, which is a statement of opinion. Not a call to action.
Right. That is exactly the difference here. A statement of opinion. These are all statements of opinion. He thinks that the Boogaloo needs to happen. That's his opinion. Is the call for action? No. Like, there's not even anyone to call for action on this. And he's not doing that, even if there was.
They point out All of these things demonstrate a serious risk that he would obstruct justice or threaten, injure, or intimidate law enforcement witnesses if he were released. Now, how timid and meek and afraid are law enforcement witnesses if they're scared of the 60-year-old hobo?
That is a good question.
How can they be intimidated by him?
You have a 60-year-old hobo who you know for a fact is completely unarmed, and he is somehow intimidating to a well-armed mafia that has backup the likes of which we can scarcely imagine.
Well, we saw what sort of capabilities they have when they, you know, did what they did at Leverett Street, where they flew in drones and drove a freaking Bearcat through the front door.
Yeah, the battering ram that could have been a phone call, yeah.
The people who did that are scared of Rich Paul.
Which is just patently absurd. I mean, it's rhetoric. Yes, he says lots of stuff. He talks a lot of S. That's kind of his thing. Does he do anything? No. Does he call for others to do anything? No. Does he say, I think that this should happen? Sure.
He's entitled to that opinion.
Yeah, he's entitled to the opinion.
Even if it's wrong.
Yeah, even if it's wrong. He's entitled to the opinion that his court-appointed lawyer should die.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even say should. Well, he said needs to die.
Yeah, needs to die.
Which
well,
is probably a little stronger than should.
Well, it's technically a statement of fact. I mean, we all need to die eventually.
Oh, okay, fair point, sure. At the hearing, the defendant testified he had a public Twitter account, at Nobody for Governor, where 6 days before he was arrested, he posted a call for using guillotines on government officials. Now, here's the exact tweet. Somehow the government thinks that weed is dangerous, but prison is safe. Where are the guillotines? That doesn't sound like a call for using guillotine on government officials. I mean, it strongly implies it, sure, but it's, again, not a call to action.
Yeah, it's called
rhetoric. It's a question.
It's called, like, you're making a point. You're saying this is insane, and you're referencing the historical method for this has been to, say, kill the royal family of France.
Well, and as we saw with that, when the French Revolution did that,
it didn't work badly
for the people of France.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, which is among the reasons why I don't recommend this sort of tactic for ensuring peace and justice. The defendant testified that this was merely extremely provocative language that was obviously meant in jest.
I thought it was funny.
I did too. They then point to the gallows with a noose that was erected in front of the Capitol, which has nothing to do with this. It really doesn't. I mean, that's not even a guillotine.
They put a picture into a court document. It's crazy.
More coming up. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.